Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 454. I'm Dave Elliott. And if you want to know what my life is like, go see the movie Straight Outta Compton. It's uncanny. Today, the 454th issue of the Fantastic Four is Fantastic Four, Volume 3, Number 25, from January 2000, When Worlds Collide, by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. So a giant tidal wave is hitting Manhattan. I can see the tops of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center sticking out of the water. Wouldn't it be ironic if those were the only buildings that survived the tidal wave? So the members of the FF are on the roof, watching the wave crash over the city. Reed says, "It's amazing." Sue says, "Goodbye, Franklin." They already shot his ass off into space. Ben is thinking about Alicia, saying that she'll always be in his heart, even though she hasn't been in the book for a very long time. Not that I'm complaining. Johnny says, "This isn't fair." And Valeria says, "This is totally cool." What a little bitch. How does she say that without getting smacked by her mom and Reed? What the hell is Reed to Valeria anyway? Her stepdad? That doesn't seem right. What do you call your mom's first husband when you travel back in time to before he died? They see this giant ship coming up out of the wave, and Valeria says, "That's not just any ship. That's my dad's." Reed recognizes it as the ship Dr. Doom created to escape from the Heroes Reborn universe. Johnny wonders if Doom created that wave, but Valeria says he must be trying to stop it. Valeria uses her suit to teleport herself and the FF aboard the ship, but when she teleports, someone screws with her device, and only she ends up on the ship, and the rest of the FF get washed away by the wave. Reed grabs everyone and pulls them into a force field with Sue. They look around and they see a bird flying through the water. I'm not an expert on birds, but they typically don't do that. Next, they look down on the street and they see cars and people on motorcycles just going on about their normal business, like nothing has happened. Oh, these New Yorkers are so self-absorbed, they don't even notice their city has been flooded by a giant tidal wave. Sue creates a raft, and they're floating on the water. Johnny flies up and has a look around and sees that it appears the entire eastern seaboard has been flooded. Back on the raft, Sue is incredibly upset that Dr. Doom took her child, Valeria. Well, it's her fault. What did she expect, getting involved with Dr. Doom in an alternate reality? She should have more sense than that. Reed says that it seems that this event is occurring in space, but not in time, occurring between one moment and the next. That's why no one seems to have noticed the giant tidal wave washing over the city. Maybe the same thing happened with the movie Fanforstic. No one noticed that either. Reed says the only reason they can see the water is because they are in the eye of the storm and retain a measure of freedom to act, like their world has merged with another, and maybe it was Franklin that created the other world. Is he blaming his son for flooding the city? So they have to prevent the flooding before the storm passes and the two worlds become one again. Upon Dr. Doom's ship, Valeria appears and she finds herself in a room with a woman in a blue tank top that Valeria recognizes as Lancer. Lancer, however, isn't from the future, so she has no idea who Valeria is. Valeria, for some reason, she just doesn't seem to understand the concept of time travel. If she travels back in time to before she was born, no one's going to know who she is. Dr. Doom makes his presence known, telling Valeria to shut up. Only one person gives orders on this ship, and it's Dr. Doom. Valeria screams out, "Daddy!" and goes to give him a hug, and smack! Denied! He thinks she's coming into attack. Not like anyone's ever tried to hug him before. He's not used to that. So she hits a force field instead. He asks who she is, and she says her name is Doom. He laughs, and then a hole is burnt into the ship, and the FF come crashing in. Sue asks him, "Making a habit, are you, Victor, of stealing away our children?" Forgetting the fact that Valeria is his child, too. Reed is more concerned with the giant flood and says if Doom is responsible, the FF are there to stop him. Dr. Doom goes on to introduce his associates. The first is a robotic creature called Technarchs. What does Technox do, you ask? Sounds like a cop who goes undercover on the internet trying to find people selling drugs. But no, that's not what Technox is. Technox is a primal node of the Westchester Nexus of the nation species of techno-organic mutants who call themselves the host. That would be my second guess. The other members are Shaxx, the battle mage of the Enchantress Guild. Divinity, a solo agent, a former enemy who has pledged his allegiance to Dr. Doom. And Dorma, warrior queen of the undersea realm of Atlantis. Sounds like they could be the members of Dr. Doom's Dungeons & Dragons meetup group. Ben points out to Reed that Dorma is supposed to be dead. She used to be Submariner's Lady. Reed realizes what Doom has done is come back from the Heroes Reborn universe, bringing the entire Heroes Reborn universe with him, which in 454 issues is the worst thing he's ever done. Bad, Dr. Doom! Bad! Johnny flames on with the intent of attacking Dr. Doom, but he has to deal with Doom's D&D group first. Valeria screams at her father to stop it, but he replies by asking her, "By what right do you assume the colors and name of Doom?" Okay, I can understand the protectiveness of his name. I guess he's a lot like Michael Jordan. But the protectiveness over the color green? Is he going to sue every character with a green cape? That's going to be a lot of people. I mean, there's Valeria, and, Alan Scott Green Lantern? Kind of? But, like, it's only green on the inside, purple on the outside, so I guess that doesn't count. You know what? Maybe Dr. Doom does own the exclusive rights to the green cape. Valeria tells Doom that she's his daughter from the future, and her mom is Susan Richards. And Doom says, "The wife of my greatest adversary. That is too delicious an irony. It's also too improbable to even be a remotely possible future. If Reed ever did die for real, Sue would become a queen, all right. The queen of Atlantis." Doom kind of believes her and asks her to choose sides. Dr. Doom or the FF. It's a tough choice for Valeria, but she seems to side with her dad, and Lancer leads her away. Next, a fight breaks out between the Fantastic Four and Doom's four new friends. And at first, it seems like the FF are having an easy time. But Dr. Doom points out to Valeria that his quartet have taken measures of the FF and are coming up with ways to overcome them. So then, the bad guys come back and they start putting up a fight. And after a few pages, the ship suddenly twists over on its side, and outside, we see that the ship has been grabbed by a giant celestial. This is a celestial who wants to destroy the Heroes Reborn universe for good. You know, unsensible, intelligent celestial. He grinds up the ship with his fingers, destroying it. But Sue protects everyone with a force field, and everyone teleports away. Somehow the ship has traveled out to the desert of the American Southwest, and the remains of it crumble to the ground. After the ship is gone, the celestial starts to walk away. So, everyone did teleport away, and now the FF, Dr. Doom, and Doom's Heroes Reborn universe friends are in some big futuristic city. Doom goes on to explain that this is the domain of the Dreaming Celestial, who has tried to reshape the Heroes Reborn universe into a place filled with chaos and turmoil, a place where only the strongest and most ruthless could survive. You know, he's kind of like the Donald Trump of cosmic beings. So Dr. Doom has gathered his four new friends of his to help save the Heroes Reborn universe from the Dreaming Celestial. And then something in the darkness, in the shadows, comes along and sneaks up on the group and swallows up Doom's buddy, Divinity. Sue screams out for Doom and Reed to get out of the way, and this big dark blob lands on Sue. Now Divinity and Sue are covered in black slime. It kind of reminds me of that Dr. Doom created villain, Dreadface. But come on. What are the odds of seeing any of Dr. Doom's characters ever again? Not very good. Doom calls the Black Glob a watchdog that guards their adversary's resting place. And then the blob sneaks up on Johnny and Shakti and sucks them up. Reed wants to pull them free, but Dr. Doom disagrees, so he blasts Reed with an energy weapon and knocks him out. Doom grabs his daughter with one arm and Reed with the other and runs off with them. Next, a shadowy blob swallows up Technarx and Dorma. Ben decides to pound on the wall and crash the roof down on the creature. Lancer who has claw hands, also joins the fight. Meanwhile, Dim, along with Valeria and Reed, find this huge underground chamber, which is like the inside of an Egyptian pyramid, filled with giant statues, and they figure this place was supposed to be some kind of prison. I don't know why they figure that. Large chamber, giant statues. Yes, it's just gotta be a prison. And then the faces on the statues start to change shape, and they start to look like the people that have been swallowed up by the giant blob creature, which now includes Ben and Lancer. The creature shows up in the room with Doom, Reed, and Valeria. Reed gets busy trying to read some of the alien writing on the wall. Valeria is using all her might to create a force field to hold back the blob creature, but all this energy appears in the room and it comes together to form the shape of the Celestial they've been chasing after. The Celestial makes an offer to join him, not as slaves, but as equals. To be Celestials too! Reed comes up with a plan to fight back, but Doom blasts him again and tells the Celestial that his offer is acceptable. The Celestial tells Valeria to put down her force field, and she yells back, "Never!" "Then you shall suffer," it says. But Doom replies, "No, she shall not. That fate is wholly yours." He didn't really plan to accept the offer, after all. He was only distracting the Celestial while Reed stretches around the wall, grabbing onto 12 big keys in the wall, and all at once, he pulls on them. And then these 12 beams of energy shoot out, and they join up to become this one giant beam of energy, hitting the dreaming Celestial, and all the giant statues in the room crumble apart, and everyone is free from the blob creature. The Celestial grabs Reed. And then Dr. Doom starts trying to zap the Celestial with all his power, and eventually, he destroys the Celestial. It appears that Reed and Doom are both killed by the collapse of the Celestial, but Dr. Doom comes crawling up out of the wreckage. So I guess that means Reed is dead. And Sue is free to date again. And if she's developed a taste for dudes with burnt-up faces and bad attitudes, it looks like Dr. Doom is available. So that's the end of a special double-sized issue. It's good to see Dr. Doom again. But what the hell just happened? This issue made about as much sense as one of Mel Gibson's drunken rants. Why was Doom trying to save the Heroes Reborn universe after all? Who would do such a thing? And what was the point of Doom's new friends? Technarch, Lancer, Divinity, Shacked, and the Heroes Reborn version of Dorma? I guess Claremont just wanted to add a few more ladies to the book who have big giant boobs. The entire issue ties in with the final Heroes Reborn miniseries? Like, did we really need that? Why couldn't Doom just come back without all that baggage? What a confusing mess of an issue this is. I'm glad it's over. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download other episodes of iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.